I like the silence right when you after you tell the band name.
Yeah, and everyone, like, everyone's brains are just like going,
chug, 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 chug.
Hi.
I didn't hear anyone's clap, Sitsuck. So I don't know if that was good Sitsuck. Or bad, but that's Sitsuck. Probably good.
Sitsuck.
Sitsuck, everybody.
Sitsuck. I'm Kyle.
This is Kendrick.
I'm Joe.
And Kevin.
Woohoo!
Oh my god, I fucking heard Kevin today.
Yay!
Holy shit, snacks.
Holy shiitake buttons.
All right, everybody, it's been a hot minute, which is to say I have no idea how much time has passed because time has no meaning in the post-pandemic virtual sock nightmare.
Time is just a human construction.
So it's time for band names.
Yeah. Mm.
Kyle's got the list because he knows what's up, and now we're doing an early 90s rap.
I said a hip, stop it. Hop, a hip it, the hip it, the hip, hip, hop you, don't stop. The first band, I'm not going to drag over that. A band name game, if you've never heard of it before, is where we just say these names that came up on a list that people made. They're like, oh, that's a funny name. You should put it on the band names list, or that sounds like a band name. So they got put onto a Google Keep list, and we tell them, we say them out loud, then everybody comes
and we would
up
like
with,
to perform for you now.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And we all come up with, like, what they would be, or their genre, or, you know, just kind of whatever our heart feels. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you like this game, give us a thumbs up. No, I'm just kidding. The first name is Nipple Flicking War. Can we all just agree that this is like some kind of punk band? Like,
it seems like a punk band.
Like, yeah.
I have a hard time thinking of it anything but a punk.
That's the challenge right there. I got to think of something that isn't a punk band. Or ska. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I got an idea. You got okay. Go ahead, Kevin.
You want me to go? You go first.
Yeah.
I go first. Okay.
I'll go first.
I'll go
no,
first.
You go first.
Okay. We'll go first.
Okay. So nipple.
So your dick. My dick. Your dick. My dick. Your dick. My dick. Your dick. Wait.
Balls. I think. I'm thinking of an orchestra, and they play kind of like heavy war type music, you know, like deep ominous tones, but during the performance they'll sneak around and try to flick each other in the nipples, and the lights are real low and they're all wearing black, so it's kind of hard for you to see, but you'll every once in a while hear like a trumpet go rah! Like they got flicked.
I got
gotcha.
That's my
okay.
Kyle.
So all I can see when I hear this is, like, you know in the scene in Dodgeball where, like, they get the wrong uniforms and they all dress up in, like, the BDSM? Like,
yeah,
leather?
Yeah, yeah.
Yep, yeah,
like,
yeah, I think
it's
that's
like
where
that,
we're all
but
yep.
The nipples are all cut out of all of them, and they're all wearing different kind of, like, vague nipple covers that are, like, flickable things, like a plunger or, like, you know, like a bird's head
bop it.
Thing. Yeah, it's, like weird stuff like that, and, to make music, it's like a jug band, you know? They flick their nipple things and, like, it creates sound, and they, like, kind of come up with these kind of, like, weird, eclectic flicking sound medleys dressed up as BDSM
excellent.
People.
Okay.
Excellent. Fucked up and delightful.
I like it.
I could picture this. Here. I could hear the sound.
Yeah.
Joe?
Okay, so the image that's popping into my mind, I'll go with another Joe Quick classic, because these seem to be recurring in a lot of my band names choices. This is not so much a band as it is kind of an art piece. So it is two trombonists, and the both of them, at the very end of the slide, there is a small, sharp pin. And the two trombonists are having a dueling trombone song.
But when you say dueling, you mean more like dueling.
Yes, they are literally dueling. They are both literally trying to stab the other person in the nipple.
Are they like standing up and moving around?
Oh, yeah,
so like a little more tactical?
Like I said, it's more like a theatrical piece. So they have like a small
piece.
Yeah, they have like a small like circular round that they are working around. And they are both like playing their song at each other, and on those long slide parts, they're trying to just fucking stab each other with them.
That's fantastic. I have the weak one here, which is a BDSM gay cover band of Rammstein.
That's pretty good, though.
Yes,
yeah. It's to the
I
point.
Can see it. I can picture it.
It's one of those, like, it's like, okay. Yeah. All right. I mean, I get it.
Okay.
Cool.
All right. I shifted some of these around because some of these are things I think could be really funny. And so the next band we have is Constant or Constantly. Constant Shifting Hawaiian Patterns. Or Constantly Shifting Hawaiian Patterns. You can choose which one you want to go with. Constant Shifting Hawaiian Patterns.
It's got to be a prog rock band with like super like LSD vibes across the whole thing. Sort of like something amalgamating Fish with Grateful Dead and like someone just plays a single note for an hour while staring into space and or someone else is playing a theremin but like with his feet and like it's just weird prog rock shit, man. Gotcha.
That's kind of where I was thinking too. Like people like they don't really play the instruments, they just use pedals, you know, like or like glass tubes. Like Pink Floyd-y when they're like experimenting in the lab, right?
Okay. Yes. Okay. The most experimental Pink Floyd. But to the length of a Fish song.
Gotcha. All right. I got one, unless someone else wants to go.
I want to just go throw this one. Sure. So what I've got is they're a Hawaiian band, an actual like they do like hula music, like the steel drums and everything.
Hula girls.
And they're but all of their outfits are literally made out of like everything. They have like the grass skirt, the coconut bras, and everything. But everything is made out of Hawaiian shirt material. So they just take Hawaiian shirts and like kind of sewed them together at the waist and then like shredded them at the bottom. And then they have like,
have you been raiding my closet again?
I would be able to make this band and not make a dent in your supply, Kendrick.
Fair. But
yeah, I just felt like that. I just hear that like steel drum sound and like, you know, I just see like the hula girl dancing, but it's all every piece of the outfit is made out of Hawaiian shirts. The flower in her hair is a piece of Hawaiian shirt that was cut out that had a flower pattern on it, and they just kind of taped that to her head.
They just hemmed it and then stuck
exactly.
It on there. I like it.
I like the comment about how I could make this entire band and not make a dent in Kendrick's Hawaiian shirt.
I own several Hawaiian shirts.
Several.
Hey,
thousands.
That's not a problem. They're really comfortable. Do you remember that New Year's where we all wore Hawaiian shirts?
It was the best. Really
When I just showed up with a suitcase full of Hawaiian shirts and started flinging them at people. Yes, I remember that distinctly.
I think I still have that in my closet, actually.
You might actually. Yeah. That's my memory of that night. Drops off precipitously, though, so...
We did record an episode of Sidsock that night, though.
I don't think it ever aired.
I'm pretty sure we never aired it because it was too inappropriate.
No, that was the one at your house.
At your house, yep.
That had Sam on it, and we never aired that one.
Oh, yeah.
The mysterious...
I don't think I was
anyway, tangent, anyway. Sorry. Okay, so...
Behind the scenes.
Mine is like a... Because all I can think about is the Hawaiian patterns part and the constantly shifting part. I haven't really incorporated yet, but I'll try to figure it out by the end of my spiel. It has definitely Jimmy Buffett vibes for me. Like,
yes,
I'm thinking Jimmy Buffett. I'm thinking the dude from Club Dread. You know, he's like a Jimmy Buffett knockoff. He started his own island, like Margaritaville style, like a vacation island. It's just like Jimmy Buffett. But this guy is not just a musician. He's also a scientist, and he's invented like the Rorschach. Like mask of Hawaiian shirt.
I was hoping someone was going to tie Rorschach into this.
Where like, as he plays, like he starts off, right? And he's like a kind of like a guy like me, like a bigger guy. When he starts off, he's like wearing one shirt. And as he plays, he gets like hot and kind of sweaty. And his shirt starts changing like active Hawaiian patterns, like changing. And like, he's not really
shirt.
Like a good musician. Because like Jimmy Buffett's great. You listen to Jimmy Buffett, but you're like, and all I want now is a hamburger and a margarita. Like you don't really listen to Jimmy Buffett and you're like, this guy's a musical genius. But it's so easy to listen to, right? This guy's not a super good like musical artist, but it's just like so damn easy to listen to. You know, you just want a beer, just want to chill out and watch his shirt, man.
Hypnotizes you.
Yeah.
I love it.
All I can think of from that is Hypnotoad and the Bart Simpson in the feature episode of The Simpsons Way Back where he sings Wasted Away Again in Dacaritaville as a Jimmy Buffett knockoff. And then the other part I can think about, just because we were talking about that episode, now I can't stop thinking about the episode we recorded and had to stop, and it made me think of the Snuff Fox, where what's his name was describing the horrible things he was seeing, and past Matt Berry like gets all woozy and then slaps him. Yeah. That's basically all I can think of now. Kevin.
Okay, so I kind of along the lines of Joe's a little bit. But you know, like when you, like, I remember the scene in Forgetting Sarah Marshall, but they have like the guys performing.
Wish I wasn't wearing his fucking shirt.
They have like those guys performing with fire and like tossing the fire sticks up and they're spinning around. There's like intense drums in the background. But it's almost like a Cirque du Soleil type crazy show. And all the guys that are flinging fire, jumping up off of like poles and things and flipping around are wearing like full on Hawaiian pattern suits, like a business suit, but Hawaiian patterns.
Ooh, cool.
I want one of those so yeah. much.
But you have like drums, the crazy drums in the background, and they're flipping around and tossing fire sticks to each other. That's what I'm thinking.
So it's more like performance art,
yeah,
right?
Sure.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. I want that, but what I want for that suit is it to be made each piece. Like, you know, a suit is made up of a number of different pieces of fabric stitched together. It's obvious, but each piece of fabric to be a different Hawaiian print.
Yeah, that'd be so cool. I bet you could have somebody we know make that.
Yeah. You walk into the room and people are like, please don't.
Can you go back outside? that's a summer outdoor suit.
I was wearing a Hawaiian shirt once to one of the martial arts groups, and one of the guys comes up to me and he takes me to the shoulders and he like looks around me and I'm like, what's up? He's like, I'm looking for the volume knob to turn it down. And it's like, snap that fucker off, man. It's gone.
Yeah. It doesn't go to 11. It doesn't turn at all.
Doesn't turn down. It's just at max.
All right. Our next band name is the Hipster Bamboo Collection, or just Hipster Bamboo Collection, whichever you prefer.
Hipster Bamboo Collection.
Hmm.
I got
like
one.
The silence right when after you tell the band name.
Yeah, and everyone's brains are just
like
chugging. Who's got one?
I got one.
Go for it.
So
then I'll go.
I've been listening to a lot of lo-fi lately, and nice. The stuff you get into when you listen to lo-fi is kind of odd. Because it's not all just, like, I mean, this is stereotype, but it's not all just, like, lo-fi video game covers. There's just, like, some really interesting lo-fi stuff that you can get into. And one of the things that I've started hearing lately when it's come up on YouTube Music is this lo-fi where someone will put in a, like, audio clip in it and they'll play lo-fi around it. And it's, like, kind of ASMR-y. So all I imagine is, like, it's like a hipster talking about his like favorite thing, right? Like whatever, like a food truck. It's just like recordings of hipsters talking about their stuff, their favorite stuff, right? Getting excited about it or telling people they don't know what it is. They couldn't know what it is. And the lo-fi music is all made with like kind of like water dropping bamboo sounds. So it's like a lo-fi beat, but it's got like a lot of like bamboo sounds and like water dropping. And it's just a collection of different recordings of hipsters talking about all their favorite stuff to these like kind of like lo-fi bamboo sound recordings.
Gotcha.
Is that like the Giorgio by Daft Punk kind of thing?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay. I can dig it. I was going to go with hipsters who all play variations of wind instruments, or if you've ever seen the Blue Man Group play with the PVC pipes where they hit them with like the ping pong paddles.
Oh, yeah.
But they're all different lengths, so it goes like boom, 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 boom. But all of them
stole
are...
mine.
I did. But my hipster side was bamboo is not like renewable enough, so they're using synthetic bamboo that's made out of some kind of even more arcane and specific things that because bamboo grows like instantaneously, but this is even more renewable and better for the environment, man. And you haven't heard of it, so the whole thing is built off that kind of environmentalist vibe.
I dig it.
So Kevin, I stole yours. So I say, Joe, you should go and
That's
then
perfect.
Kevin try and think
I've,
of a way to change.
I've got one, yep. And that will give Kevin the time he needs to reestablish himself. So, what comes to mind with hipster bamboo, and I already forgot the third word because I'm an idiot.
Collection.
Okay, hipster bamboo collection is a group of classical Japanese and Chinese instruments. That they use to do remixes of old martial arts movie music that you've never fucking heard of before. Like they nice. Take the music from all these old Chinese and Japanese like martial arts films, and they redo the music and they like lay a bit of a beat like down behind it, and then they use the their classical instrumentation to like reinforce the sound. And it,
so like the largely unknown Shinjiro Watanabe's seminal pieces from the 50s, 60s, when he had Akira Shinjiro's musical score, which is criminally underappreciated in the Japanese movie pieces, fishing out of circles.
I didn't realize we had a hipster on this podcast.
I made all that up. I think I used Shinjiro like four times for two names, so there you go.
Wait, are you telling me that when hipsters are talking, they're not just making stuff up?
No.
What?
Yeah, that's what. Yeah, music covers, film
like
covers.
Yeah, me too. That was very creative.
Thank you.
Gold star.
And the perfect amount of time for me to make it up a new one.
Praise be.
It's just such a combination of
the
all
first
of us
one star. Was the first one was like a street performer with those pipes, like the mm-hmm. PVC pipes, but with bamboo sticks instead. This is the new and improved one. It's a ska band. So nice. They play like Mighty Mighty Boss Tones style ska music, and pretty upbeat and energetic, but they dress up as pandas as hipsters. Nice. So it's like pandas with flannel and beards, but
they're mob wolves.
Yeah. Yep.
But pandas and hipsters.
And hipsters.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I love it.
I'm a fan.
I love it. I will never listen to that band ever, but I love the idea.
Love it. All right, do we have time for one more, or should we stop
it?
Let's do
one more. We got a couple minutes. Yeah.
You might have to explain this one because this sounds like a Kendrick piece. N-dimensional hyper mob.
Okay. Do you want me to explain it first, or do you want me to explain it after?
It's probably better if you do it after. That's fair.
Okay.
N-dimensional.
N-dimensional.
No,
N-dimensional.
N-dimensional. Yeah. No th. Huh.
Okay,
I got one.
I'm gonna fire from the.
Go ahead, Joe.
Oh, sorry, Kyle. Okay.
Yeah. No, go ahead.
Okay. So yeah, this is a one of those really hyper techno like remix bands where they just like take sample sounds from other techno remix songs and like just mash them in together in like this huge cacophony of synth wave and techno.
The system is down.
Yeah.
Down. Yeah. I'm gonna stop making mouth sounds.
Mine's bad, but I can say it if you guys want more time to think.
Do it.
Okay. So the only thing I can think of, and I have no idea why this is popping into my head, so like apologies to anybody out there who's like, what the F is he talking about? But when I read this, the only thing I could think of was the guy who used a bunch of hard drives to make the Imperial March.
Oh, yes.
And
Floppatron.
I think it's... Yep, I don't, yeah, sure. That's the thing. Okay. But like, I'm thinking it's like a whole band. Or not a band, but like... Oh, it's like a dude who's like Trent Reznor doing that with like bunches of different computer parts that make noises when you can like tech them out,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like fans, computer fans, like drives... All that
printers,
kind of stuff. Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Like, he's
yep.
just basically, like, he's doing it all, but he records it all. And it's like, you're like, how the hell does he get all these things together and in sync? He's like one dude, right? And that's N-dimensional hyper mob.
Nice.
The best part about that actually is what Floppatron is.
Oh, really?
Like, what you just described is a real thing, and it's delightful.
Well, maybe he should have been called N-dimensional hyper mob.
somebody else does it with electric toothbrushes.
Oh, wow. Mm.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I love what I love more than anything is when we come up with these goofy ass crazy ideas and then it's already real and you're like, oh, okay.
Whoops.
Cool. Kevin, what do you got?
So I'm thinking it's sort of along the lines of a Daft Punk, but they do like 80s synthetic sort of low key techno, you know, like the remixes that are on the internet now, a million of them. But they do that type of music, but it's two guys, like Daft Punk style. But they're dressed up as like mobsters from the 30s, like zoot suits
nice.
Almost.
That's
nice.
Where I was going to go. Mob. Yep.
Mobsters. So that's their thing. They even roll up on stage in like a Model T.
Oh,
and then
fuck
up.
Yeah. Yes. They got Tommy guns and
Tommy
shit,
guns
but the
and
Tommy
everything.
Guns are synthesizers.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, that's
that's pretty cool.
See, I was going to go there, but I'm glad you did that because I have a different idea now. So mine was, I think we're all going in that kind of synth sort of area right now, and mine was electronica, dubstep, you know, dance kind of music, somewhere in that, you know, house, trap, that whole environment. But it's all sourced from riot sounds and, like, mob activities of people, like, cool. You know, various different kinds of civil unrest. And someone recorded it and then auto-tuned it and then put it all together to synthesize what is an infinite number of mobs creating music by their general outcry, kind of undercutting the whole point of their whatever their movement is. So it's an n-dimensional hypermob.
Like accurate of the name. It's spot on.
Of the name, I think I remember this one. And it was because we were talking about mob computer or mob developing, where you get a bunch of like 3 to 6 people together, and then there's this highly specific way that you like share one keyboard and write code together. I absolutely detest this form of developing.
Sounds like a nightmare.
But it is a nightmare. It can be good with the right people, but it's bad with the wrong people. So as a system, that's fundamentally problematic, because if you have the right people, you don't need a system. You just have the right people, right? So you know, systems are support the wrong people. Anyway, so the n-dimensional hypermob was if you had like a mob, but then you've had like a mob of mobs, then you could like organize your mobs as mobs of mobs, and then you could have all of the, and it became like, so you're talking about n-dimensional hypermobs, because when you're talking about circles in certain geometric concepts, a circle is what's called a two circle because it's got two dimensions, and a sphere is a three circle because it's got three dimensions. So n-dimensional circles are like, if you were to take a fourth or fifth or sixth dimensional circle, how that would apply in advanced geometry, because it doesn't make sense in real space. Mm-hmm. But you can define circles in these other ways. So an n-dimensional hypersphere is referring to the specific obscure type of geometric concept, and then I just put mob on the end because I'm clever.
Well, we won't disagree with that. Nope. But that's all we have for
you're
today.
You're free to disagree, but I edit the podcast, so I will delete your disagreements.
Oh, fair enough. Well, then I literally can't disagree, because no one will know what happened.
Everybody agrees with Kendrick now.
All right, well,
no edits there.
Thanks for listening, everybody. You know, tell us,
like, comment, and subscribe, and yeah. Welcome to the new SITSOC website. We're not really talking about it, but we totally upgraded the bejesus out of it over the weekend. So
yeah,
that was just Kendrick.
Yeah,
so
I'm also
thanks for keeping
participating
alive.
But I had contributed literally nothing to the cause.
You can all take credit for it. Kevin invented the internet.
Sweet. How many tubes did it take you, like, and how much duct tape did you have to use to tape them
to
all
start? Four.
That's not a lot. I thought it was gonna be way more. Awesome. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.